Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hex Hollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
Mine is Tony Hearn.
And this is Hood Rats Wanna Be Sick. Listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hood Rats Wanna Be Sick. They are Montreal punks with a new LP out called Crime, Hysteria and Useless Information. You can find out more about them by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
hoodrats.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. hoodrats.bandcamp.com. Tony won, Paulie B and the internet nil. A better start than last week, young man. Mm-hmm. And if we get more from the future weeks, we will do. I will just say that is a great start to a show that I have to say is 8/9 brilliant in terms of music.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got to say that. 8/9. Now, if you got a joke or point, if you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
It's good.
Jeff says, in fact, Jeff says this. He says, besides an apple, Adam and Eve took a bite of a pear, a peach, and a banana. They were the forbidden fruits. Jeff, P.S. What's the difference between Pakistan and a tea bag? A tea bag stays in the cup longer. Now, the thing about this is, right, have you ever heard Jeff mention cricket ever?
No.
Well, welcome to America, because right now the T20 World Cup is happening in the United States.
Oh.
Right. And the United States have done quite well. Right.
Okay.
So now Americans think they're brilliant. They want a game. Want a game.
Right.
So suddenly they're laughing about Pakistan not making it to the later stages of a tournament, which frankly Pakistan never do, even though they're one of the best cricket teams in the world. So it's a good joke, but Jeff, you're clutching at straws, man, if you're going to come in. He's run out of his own jokes and now he's having to do cricket ones. I'm not too sure this voice of Jeff's going to last much longer. Oh, we need something refreshing. Who knows, maybe I'm next week, but in the meantime, thank you, Jeff, you know we love you. Let's see this thing again. So proud of that.
It's good.
I just hope there's some opportunity in at some point in the future for us to unveil a new jingle.
I love jingles.
Because I like to make them, you know. Like, two songs in a row now, Tone. Stay tuned for Jean Mignon, which always gets me very excited. But first, L.A. Drugs, Tony. That's D-R-U-G-Z. L.A. Drugs. So they are Los Angeles punks going back a while now, and they are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the EP they brought out called Outside Place by reissuing it. And we're playing the track of it right now. What I want to know is, what is LA Drugs' Bandcamp page?
LADrugs.bandcamp.com?
It is. L-A-D-R-U-G-Z. U-G-Z. Going to get it right. .bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie being the incident nil. This is Ooh, Ooh, Ooh.
Show me them balls, got them cutting the door. trouble to say I'm out.
Listening to Rachman Mamadli underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ben this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, Azerbaijani guitar and music. I love you. Perfect for weddings. That was Jean Mignon and a track called Sweet Berlin Hog off his new EP, which is out right now with 7 tracks on it. Find out more about it. Guess where we're going, Tony? On his Bandcamp page, which is
JeanMignon.bandcamp.com.
It is J-A-E-N, Jean. M-I-G-N-O-N, mignon.bandcamp.com. Tony 3 pulling in his thumbnail, and that is a great song. I do wonder about it. When we got the 7 tracks through from the EP, 2 of them had master on the end and 5 didn't. That one had master on the end of it, so it's definitely the finished product. But I'm not entirely convinced that the other 5 were. We played another one from that I believe is one of the other masters, but... fantastic EP. Get hold of it if you can. It's absolutely brilliant. Sweet Berlin Hog. And Hegtolo Jean Mignon, who is a friend of the show.
Hello.
He is all the way from New York City, Tony.
Excellent.
And Boston.
Wow.
He kind of splits between the two. I think he may have originally been from Boston, which is why he's got his band up there, the Chives, settled in New York, got himself a moped. I think it's that way around. And also, he has an interesting day job. I don't think you'll mind me saying this. Well, he's also a gardener.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't think of people being gardeners in New York, do you?
No.
No. No. I think it's fantastic. He's found the only lawn in Manhattan. And he's tending to it beautifully while he's kicking out shit-hot tracks like Sweet Burning Hog. Still, my question for you, Tony, is...
okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. As we say, easiest way to leave us a comment, go to the page and reply to last week's show post. We post once a week, reply to that. We will see it and we'll read it out. That's how it works. Now, if you haven't posted in a while or you've never posted before, now's your chance. Now's your real good chance to get them comments in. Let's see if we can get loads in the next 4 days.
Let's just say we really need a few.
We need
a
few.
And by the time you hear this, it'll be in the next 2 days.
Yes, 2 days. Yes, that's right.
So basically, listen to this show, and if you're on Facebook, go to the page and leave a comment. All will be explained on Thursday.
There you go.
Well,
or will it? Sunday, next Tuesday.
Which will be next Tuesday or Sunday. Why don't we give away... Look, basically, I'm going away again, which means we can't do the next 2 recordings, so we've got to record 2 shows in one go before I go away. We're going to do that this Thursday. You're hearing this on Tuesday or Wednesday, so basically get a move on. You've got until about 5 o'clock UK time Thursday.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Got one comment this week.
Well, that's one more than none.
That's right.
My maths is amazing.
Klingon's got in touch.
Hey, hello, Klingons.
Yeah. And it's obviously who was on Facebook as Klingons Clowns, as discussed last week.
Yeah.
And they say, cheers, lads. See you in Spain.
Yeah, they will see me in Spain.
They won't see me.
And I am looking forward to it very, very much. Their new album, Unmakeupable, is released this Saturday.
Cool.
And it's the most... I don't think they've ever done a normal album, but this is the most mad album they've ever done, and we will be playing a track on next week's show to prove my point. Thank you, Klingons.
Sweet. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
Now, here's a name that conjures up So much for me. But when I got an email through that had a track by Adam Plant on it, I thought, is this an Adam Ant tribute act? From now on, I'm calling him Adam Plant because that is my accent. Also, I was very pleased to see there was a New Jersey band called Adam and the Plants that I hope are a tribute band, but I don't know for sure. Adam and the Plants, right. Anyway, this guy's not from there. He is an Aussie dude. I'm calling him an Aussie dude, Tone. This bloke, he's a freakorama, this guy. I love him. He's come via Dammit Records, Hectolo Dammit.
Okay.
And this is not the usual fare that they give us on their twice monthly, we're going to send you some punk songs that are available on our latest thing, which is, what's the Dammit thing again, Tony? You're absolutely brilliant at this.
Dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
And it's D-A-M-M-I-T, isn't it?
Yep.
D-A-M-M-I-T, dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. Find out what they're up to, but in the meantime, what I want to know, Tony, is about Adam Plant, loving him. What is Adam Plant's Bandcamp? We're doing well Bandcamp here. Yeah. What is Adam Plant's Bandcamp page?
Adamplant.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 4. Paulie B and the internet 0. Oh, and I will just say that... no, I won't. I'll tell you afterwards. This is 10 more years of Crow. Listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Adam Plant. 10 more years of Crow. And the reason I was going to say something before, but I'll say it now, it makes more sense now, is that not only is that 10 more years of Crow, but this year is the 30th anniversary of the movie The Crow.
Oh.
Which all goths and emos swear by.
I quite like it as well. But then again, I'm the emo.
You are a bit emo. That's exactly why. I've got no interest in it whatsoever, despite some fairly serious gothic credentials.
Can't read all the time.
Out of pants. My problem with it, well, I say that my problem with it, it was it felt, even though it was entirely different, I couldn't separate 10 More Years of Crow from Donnie Darko. When right. did Donnie Darko come out? Was that much
2004-ish.
Later?
2004-ish. Really? 2005,
right.
I think, yeah.
Right, so, yeah, so that's the real emo one. So this one is more goth.
Yes.
This one's more goth. That one's more emo. But I can't, they're both just, it's all a bit like, nah, 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 nah. You know, I don't like any old, nah, 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 nah. And that's what the Crow felt like to me. Nah, nah. Spends half his time on a roof, doesn't he, crying.
Playing guitar and crying a lot.
Oh, God, yeah, he's such an emo. Take it back.
No cry wanking, but they're remaking it now, so I'm assuming that's going to be 50% cry wanking.
Well, I bet they don't release it in Mexico. Anyway, what did you do last week?
So alcohol practice, that's coming along very, very nicely.
It's weird, isn't it? I have alcohol practice a couple of times a week.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's coming on. It looks like we might carry on as well. There's mumblings that we're actually, this is going all right, maybe we'll carry it on in some form. I'm kind of eyeing up that, I mean, as you say, with the Crow, it'd be 30 years of alcohol next year. So we could maybe
really?
Do some, yeah, 1995 we formed.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In that case then, how come you were still so bad 10 years later?
Because it was in the first
because
5 years
you did
learning.
Improve after that. You did improve after that. Did you start off like not being able to play in?
Yes.
Play? Oh, you did?
Yes.
The three of you did it. That is brilliant.
Yeah, it was me, Corey, and my friend Wayne. Yeah. None of us could play. I'd had about 3 months guitar. I'd learned a bit and just started writing songs and formed a band. So it was, a lot of it was messing about, doing
covers.
Yeah,
oh, that's brilliant though.
Yeah. And then we go and Steve joined in the late 90s. Then we took his age to get a drummer, and then Corey moved from guitar to drums, and that's when we kind of got. So that took about 10 years, really.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because you ended up being a decent outfit, I have to say that. I hope say that. You ended up,
Absolutely,
ended up 100%. Being a good band, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was funny. It was like a sixth form band at the start, which pretty much I guess it was. But
Yeah.
So that's hopefully, well, I'll know some more about that soon. We went to see a house again. We went to see a second viewing of a house, which is all right.
Right.
That I think the person selling it wants a bidding war. So I don't think we can afford it.
They got two hopes of that.
Exactly. Yeah. It keeps like this. It's got offers close to. He's put a range on it from 400 to 425. He's got offers close to asking, but he's messing about. And so I think he's just waiting for a high offer and just going to start to have bids.
Oh right.
Very boring.
Okay. I was saying because if he'd had a bid already, I'd have gone in lower.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, I think you're fine. We've been offered 400, 380.
Exactly.
No, it doesn't work like that. It does me.
370.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I think I've seen it.
You're only on 354.
Apart from that, just the football, obviously. I've not watched nearly as much of the matches.
It's messing up every single aspect of my life, the football.
Yeah.
I can't stop watching. Can't stop watching.
So you just been. That's your week then, I guess.
I can. Now, last week, I did mention that I'd written down Shelf.
Yes.
But I couldn't remember why.
Yes.
Well, now I can reveal Shelfgate, Tony.
Okay.
So I got a mini fridge, right, that was given to me about 8 years ago, a beer fridge. But it came without the shelf, which is kind of 50%. So it's on two levels, but the back level is part of the fridge. And then there's a shelf that covers the front 50%, right?
Right.
And it wasn't there. And I didn't have one, and I couldn't get one. I looked online, and they were about 40 quid. When you get the fridge for 60. Right? Wow. So I thought, I'll fashion my own. So I got a plastic chopping board and a 30-centimeter ruler. I gaffer taped the ruler to the chopping board, and I used that as a shelf. It meant I couldn't put anything heavy on it at all, because the gaffer tape ruler section wasn't really that firm. So it meant that beer went underneath and on top. Lightweight products, and that's how it was for years. And then 2 weeks ago I thought I must be able to do this, and I had an idea, which isn't a groundbreaking idea, Tone, in any way at all.
Okay.
I'm sure other people have thought of this. They must have. There's a company that actually does it. I thought, I wonder if anyone would cut a piece of Perspex to size. So I measured it up really carefully, and I went online, and I got a new Perspex shelf, including postage, for £11.
Wow.
And it is wonderful. It's like it was always there. It's like it was supposed to be there. I've done such a wonderful job of measuring and ordering. I can't say I fashioned it myself, that I'm very pleased. That's what shelf was. I've then got Euros down, but then I've got waistcoat, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I have a waistcoat with many pockets. I wear it on my tours, I wear it to travel in, but I thought, it's all very well, but it's a kind of knackered grey, a kind of distressed grey colour. And I wanted something a bit more striking, possibly with a couple more pockets. And I went online and I found one, and it's black, Tony.
Ooh.
And it's brilliant. It looks like the sort of thing that a Navy SEAL would wear. And I know that I'm saying this publicly, and I realise that it could end up with a prison sentence, but it's got something I've never seen on any other waistcoat. It's got a full size, kind of at least A4 sized zip up back pocket, and the zip is hidden. You can't tell there is a pocket there. So I think I can become, simply by having this, an international jewel thief, because no one will ever check the back. They'll only check the pockets.
They never check the back.
If I walk through with hand luggage, they're going to take the hand luggage off me and tell me to empty my pockets, and I will do, knowing there's one that they'll never find, unless they take the jacket off, in which case I'm screwed. Hadn't really thought that through. Anyway, so that's that. And the last thing, outer range. When the football's finished this week, I've been watching a new series on Amazon Prime called Outer Range. That is, what's his name? Is it
Joss Brolin, isn't it?
Joss Brolin, yeah. I was going to call him James. Joss Brolin, yeah. So have you seen it?
I think it's two seasons. I saw the first one, it came out last year, but it's just got a second one. I watched most of the first series and we kind of gave up. It was maybe a bit too weird even for me.
Well, I did think within about 15 minutes this has got a sort of Twin Peaksy feel to it. But it's obviously, because it's Amazon Prime, there's a lot more action. It goes at a quicker pace. I'm still with it. I'm 5 or 6 episodes into season one. Got no idea what's going on whatsoever, but I quite like it.
Yeah, not a clue. I might pick it back up again, because I was always a bit curious of what's going on, but I dare bet they don't tell you. It's just a mysterious hole.
But you get told in the first one.
Do you?
Yeah. Kronos stabbed the
time,
the earth.
Travel thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Right. Kronos stabbed the earth with a fairly great pickaxe and broke a hole in time now. So I wouldn't be surprised if the TARDIS came out, to be honest. But anyway, so that's why it's there.
Okay.
It has been explained, but obviously no one else knows that, except for the girl. The girl knows. But anyway.
Yes, yeah.
I'd rather talk about this now. We're playing something from the vaults here, Tone. Mm. Now, a fortnight ago, I found out that I was on YouTube. I knew I was on YouTube, but I didn't know that 8 years ago, CD Baby had put my album, Songs in the Key of Death, on YouTube. And clearly, hardly anyone else knew about that either, judging by the surprisingly small amount of views this entire album has had. But the one that has been viewed the most is the track that we're going to play now. And actually, it stands up, it's fine. And hey, I did this 10 years ago. I've now got no teeth. I was right about everything in this song. This song was a garage rock Nostradamus of a 3-minute number, Tone.
Hmm.
What I want to know is, what is my Bandcamp page?
paulb.edwards.bandcamp.com?
It's Paul B. Edwards.
Oh, is it?
Bandcamp.com, yes. No dots. PaulBEdwards.bandcamp.com. You can't put an extra dot in because it's Bandcamp with a dot in it. I've tried that. It's PaulBEdwards.bandcamp.com. And actually, this song, you can't get from there. But if you go to YouTube and type in Paul B. Edwards and the following title, you'll get it. And that is I Blame Panairs.
Oh, I wish I'd looked after me teeth. I've just been to the dentist because my teeth were knackered. He said I couldn't have any more Aeros, toffees or cream crackers. I had a plaque build-up and receding gums and I had cavities. And if I didn't start cleaning properly, it was a liquid diet for me. No solids! He said scrubbing my teeth twice a day and too late regular flossing would only stem the inevitable with antiseptic mouthwashing. He lectured me in oral hygiene as I sat in his chair. Then he asked how things had got this bad. I said, I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. Because she did that poem in her stupid voice that I just thought was funny. I didn't realise it was serious. You wouldn't get Joe Pasquale to tell us we'd gone to war. You wouldn't pull out Yoda to promote famine relief. Mickey Mouse would not come on to warn us about the recession. So why on earth was Pam Ayres the one to tell me about my teeth? Why couldn't we have had James Earl Jones warning us about tooth decay? Because if Darth Vader said, clean your teeth, I'd have scrubbed them twice a day. Instead, we got that gormless Wurzel reading out of a book. If I was a Yorkshireman, I'd say my teeth are fucked. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres.
I blame Pam Ayres.
I blame Pam Ayres.
I blame Pam Ayres.
I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame Pam Ayres. I blame fucking Wurzel. I blame Pam Ayres. Oh, I wish I looked after me teeth. If I get hold of you, Pam, I'm going to fucking smash him in.
You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was me and a song by me about teeth.
Excellent.
Now, have you got a gig for me?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Fucking Wurzel.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, how much is it to watch them play. Yeah, let's let me know your gigs. It is international, it doesn't have to be in the UK, blah, 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 blah. You haven't sent one this week, but that's all right, because I've got one.
Well done.
So this Saturday, the 29th of June, the Apocalypse Babies venture up north to Ashton-under-Lyne. When they were playing the station on Warrington Street with four bands, Rusty Strings, which I think is acoustic act, Apocalypse Babies, that's us, Discord, and the Cars That Ate Paris. It's free entry. It's a small little venue. It's nice, and I think it's a good little venue. A few people make it look great. I think it'll be a really good vibe if such a thing exists. So this Saturday, a DIY event at the station, Ashton-under-Lyne, me and some others.
So we just heard me, now there's you. If only we'd sorted it out so we could have played the baby's track now. Rats.
It's all right.
Oh well.
2 weeks time, there'll be another one.
Yep. Good.
And then next week, there's another one it's a lot of me coming up in the next 2 weeks.
But I'm more than happy with you, Tony.
Thank you very much. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Tony. It's all about Tony. It's Tony's Tony gigs. Tony.
Yeah.
Right, the sex organs, Tony.
Okay.
Are they from Andromeda or are they a Dutch-Swiss duo? It's up to you. Anyway, via Voodoo Rhythm Records, we played a couple of tracks off their album, We're Fucked. This is the opening track from it, and I absolutely love it. What is this? And now they are the Sex Gordons. The Sex Gordons.
Sex Gordons.
The Sex Gordons. They are the Sex Organs. Sex Gordons. That would be a great tribute act. What is the Sex Organs Bandcamp page?
The sexorgans.bandcamp.com.
It's sexorgans.bandcamp.com. It's really unfair. Because they are called the sex organs. Anyway, sexorgans.bandcamp.com. You know what? Every single website we've done this week is Bandcamp. Will we get through all nine? Who knows? Anyway, long and the short is, it's Tony 4, Poorly Being Internet 2, and this is Let's Fuck Around. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Sex Organs. Let's Fuck Around. Find out more, sexorgans.bandcamp.com. From the album We're Fucked via Voodoo Rhythm Records, and it is a great album as well. Are you doing anything this week?
So, going to see another house in Shrewsbury. Then it's work. Been watching the England match, of course, and then the gig on Saturday. That's pretty much the week as it is. What are you up to?
At some point this week, I've got to get a haircut. When I say a haircut, you know what I mean? Someone's got to shave me head. It's not really a haircut anymore. You don't need scissors. Mm. And as I've discussed with you before, if any of you out there would like to become a hairdresser, all you have to do is get a pair of scissors and tell people you're a hairdresser. No formal training is required to register as a hairdresser in the United Kingdom, so you can just set up as a hairdresser. I recommend that you go to hairdressing college, but you don't have to. If you're pretty handy and you fancy a change of career, why not set yourself up as a hairdresser? Just saying. Also, I've got to pack and sort things out because this Saturday I'm going to Gran Canaria. I'm going to be there for several days. It's a holiday stroke research mission. Okay. Then when I've been there 4 or 5 days, I'm then flying to Barcelona, when I'm then getting the train to Santa Susana, where I'm going to the Psychobilly meeting. And I'm not doing that. That's where I'll be the week after, which kind of gives away what next week's show might be like, but it means I'm running out of days. Because I'm busy in the day this week. I've got a lot of evenings. I'm going, oh, Christ. And there's the Euros on. England play, maybe as you're listening to this, or not long after. Don't know what's happened there. I'm hoping to exploit my winnings from Hungary beating Scotland 2-1. I've had a £2 bet at 4-1. There could be a tenner coming my way. That's all I'm saying. Although by the time you hear this, it will already have happened. So I've probably already spent it, Tony.
Yeah, true.
And if I need to calm down at any point, I know what I'm doing late at night. and watching Spring Watch. I know it wasn't what you were expecting there.
No, I didn't expect that.
I caught a Spring Watch the other night. Oh, it chilled me out, Tony.
Did it?
That Chris Packham and that Michaela Strachan watching some Crazy Badgers, and I was going, oh, this is great. I like Chris Packham. You know why?
Why is that?
Because he's into punk rock. It's not just that spiky air wasn't just for the TV. During lockdown, you sex Gordon. During lockdown, he was doing one of the things he was doing, the same way that Sophie Ellis Bexter was doing at Kitchen Discos. He was just playing my favourite punk track of the day, and he was coming up with some classics, the Damn Buzzcocks. I was loving it. So yeah, playing Time Spring Watch, right. Cool. Two songs in a row now. I'm ridiculously excited about the second one you're going to hear. That doesn't take away from the first one, but you'll know why I'm excited about the second one after we've heard it, when I will talk about it, because it's come from Rites of Hadder. But first, a band we've never played before, Smokers, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
They are from Oakland, which is, now, is that Northern California? It is, isn't it, Oakland?
There's an Oakland, not quite, yeah. Yeah, it's just to the right of San Francisco.
That's right, that's the one, I think. Yeah, because there's another one, isn't there? Is there another one further north?
There's one quite close, yeah, it's quite close to each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, but anyway, so they're from Oakland. We won't say which state, it's Oakland. And they've got a debut album out, which is The Rat That Gnawed the Rope. And this is a track from it. What is Smokers' Bandcamp page?
Smokersoakland.bandcamp.com?
Smokers.bandcamp.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was surprised. Nevertheless, Tony. Paulie Beans said 3, Tony 4. What a comeback. This is outrageous. And this is Pissing in the Sink.
Town?
Scary looking guy doing scary things. 2, 3, 4. I must have fear, prison my killer. 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 We must have fear, prison my killer. We must have fear, prison my killer. We must not fear. Prison my killer, we must not fear. Prison my killer, prison little death, prison little death, prison little death, prison little death. That brings total obliteration. I will face my fear, I will permit it to pass over and through me. I will face my fear, I will permit it to pass over.
and only I shall remain.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sorry, I nearly burped as I spoke then. That was Rites of Hadder. Love Rites of Hadder. Seen them live, interviewed them. Love it when they send us stuff. They've got a new EP out, which is three covers of their favourite songs. Okay. But they're not really songs that are particularly well known, and I wonder whether they have said who they're by, but you know what, I didn't write that down. But I think they're bands that have been around locally for a long time, their favourite songs and that, the same way that Friends of Your Tongues do that sometimes as well. Maybe I was wrong, because what you just heard was Fear is the Mind Killer, which might be much, much better known than I thought. It's a fantastic song, and they've done a fantastic cover, and I love Wasp in it as well. They are Cockney Witch Punk, Tony. Witch Punk from London. They're not all Cockneys, but I just like saying it, Cockney Witch Punk, because I just like to see them walking down the street dressed as the Pearly Kings, just going, apples and pears, apples and pears. See me cauldron? Right. Witch Punk from London. Fear is the Mind Killer. Beautifully sung, beautifully played, a beautiful song. What is Rites of Hadder's Bandcamp page?
Rightsofhadder.bandcamp.com.
It is rightsofhadder.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 5, Paulie B and Internet 3, an unassailable lead. R I T E S O F H A D D A, if you were wondering. Rites of Hadder. Now then, we may play another one of the tracks from it. I'm not sure yet. I'm a bit wary of playing more than one from an EP when there's only three. Go and check it out, rightsofhadder.bandcamp.com. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear. Well, talk about that, and then I've had an idea.
Right, so if you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget, you can email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twat's name with thanks and every twat responded to. Do email your twats, as we've said, or about to say alluded to. No, we just said it. We do need more content before Thursday this week, please. So if you do have a twat and you've been thinking of sending it, now's your time. Just get it sent to me, and we'll get it on in the next 2 weeks. That'd be great.
It would be by Thursday. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now, you have to do it right now. Fortunately, Tony, I was watching Georgia during the Euros. Did you catch Georgia? Have you seen Georgia play?
Georgia Turkey play?
Yeah, brilliant.
I think I saw one
just
of them.
Fantastic. Yeah. It really made me laugh when I looked at the names of the Georgian players.
Okay.
They all sounded like medical conditions, right? I'm going to give you three examples, all with the same kind of end of surname here. Right, three midfielders. Anzor Mekvabishvili, Yorgi Kocharashvili, you don't want to catch your Ashvili, and Sandro Altunashvili, right? I was just laughing. I can't... But, what I'm going to ask you now is, right, I've got five names, and you've got to tell me whether they're a Georgian Euro 24 footballer or a medical condition, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was so excited about this plan, I've actually done you a jingle.
Have you?
Yeah. So this quiz... It may become a semi-regular feature. I'm calling it, imaginatively, Quiz Time for Tony. Let's hear the theme.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, 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 Quiz Time.
I am so stupidly pleased about that.
Yes.
It only took me about half an hour to do it, and then I must have listened to it about 400 times. It's pathetic. You will hear it at the end of this as well. So anyway, are you ready?
Yes.
For round one, we probably won't keep count, to be honest.
No.
Round one of Quiz Time for Tony. This week, round one, my chosen subject, Georgian Euro 2024 footballer or medical condition. Here comes the first one, Kakabadze.
Medical condition.
No.
Really?
No, it's a defender who plays with Cracovia in Poland.
I'm sure I've had that.
I'm sure you had Kakabadze. Anyway, this has already gone better than I thought it would, because I thought, I wonder if we'll get them all right. Right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Cymbicephaly.
Medical condition.
It is a medical condition. It's 1-1. This is having a prolonged receding forehead.
Oh.
I had that for many years before I just became a baldy man. Right. Next one. So it's 1-1. There's three left. Next one. Carry on, Celsi.
Medical condition.
It is a medical condition. It is, in fact, an acute inflammatory process, which is the result of the host's response to a fungal ringworm infection of the hair follicles.
Ooh.
Right, so it's Tony 2, me 1. Here we go. Next one. Schengeria.
Georgian.
It is a Georgian. Oh, a Georgian midfielder plays for the Greek team Panathinaikos. And so it's right now it's 3-1. You've done well. I shouldn't say 3-1. You've got 3 points, I should say.
Yeah.
You're not against me.
Ah.
You got 3 points. See if you can make it 4 with the last one. Mikitadze.
Georgian.
It is a Georgian. I think, because you got the first one wrong, I think it made the other ones easier, because you knew I'd have some medical condition in there. I did think about doing 5 players.
Could be.
Yes, Mikitadze is a forward who plays for Metz. So well done, you got 4.
Excellent.
That's a great start. I'll have to make these questions harder. So, for the first ever quiz time for Tony, you've scored a massive 4 points. I don't know what your prize is. I hadn't really thought that bit through. It'll be something significant. Perhaps a thank you for all the hard work you've done.
Thank you.
Well, you can thank me if you like. I was going to do it the other way around. Let's hear the end credits. They're exactly the same as the... Play it again.
Quiz time for Tony, quiz time.
I'm just so happy about that.
Excellent.
And it's got you out of the hole.
Yes, extra it has.
Maybe, you know what, I don't mind. Right then, that probably took longer than I expected. One last song this week. We haven't mentioned politics this week. The next time I record a show that will be in real time, there will be a change of administration in the United Kingdom. There will no longer be a Conservative Party, perhaps at all. Who knows? I can't wait. One thing is for sure, that we will be saying a not even fond farewell to Rishi fucking Sunak. The sooner that twat leaves, the better. And I thought, I need to do something to celebrate this fact. If only something would come as inspiration to me. And earlier this week, I had the misfortune to listen to a podcast. I've been trying to listen to some podcasts to find out what our competition is. And you know what? We haven't got any. They're all shit. Right? And this was one about some guys reviewing. And this was a great idea for them. Backfired for any listeners. The top 1,001 albums of all time.
Right.
Now, which says to me, they're planning on going one show further than we are. Right. Oh, it was awful. They were doing Japan. Right. Their album, Quiet Life. Right.
Right.
And they were dreadful. They're awful. They're American guys that don't understand what the British scene was doing at that point. They got no idea at all. Half of them never heard it before. I hadn't heard the album all the way through before. I think it's patchy. I don't think it's particularly good. I don't think it should be in anyone's top 1001. Sorry about that, Japan, but it's just an all right album. However, one track, one of them said he thought he sounded a bit like Oingo Boingo, which could not have been further away from the truth than any statement ever made ever, except that Rishi Sunak is going to become the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Like, it's just a complete nonsense. However, I went to see Oingo Boingo in 1990 when I was a student in America. And I saw them at a big theatre in Milwaukee. And it was a great gig if you liked that sort of thing. But I didn't like that sort of thing. In fact, there was only one of their songs that I liked before we went that I'd heard on MTV. And I thought that song was great. And you know what? I think it's a perfect way to end the show this week and put... well, draw a line under 14 years of Conservative hell. What is... now, Oingo Boingo aren't going as a band anymore, but former band members of Oingo Boingo are doing their own kind of tribute act, a bit like From the Jam, yeah? What do you think the name of their band is that the former members are in of Oingo Boingo? What do you think they've called it?
Ingo Bingo?
That would be great, wouldn't it? Ingo Bingo would be amazing. It's called Oingo Boingo, former members. Oh. That is about as much fun as you can have with a name, isn't it? It's like, right, what are we? Former members. Who are? Oingo Boingo. How about Oingo Boingo, former members? Brilliant.
Which is Sex Gordon's.
It does mean, oh yeah. So, what is Oingo Boingo, former members website? If you get this wrong, you're an idiot.
OingoBoingo.com.
No, it's OingoBoingoFormerMembers.com.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They've gone the whole hog being former members. Probably the internet four. I've done quite well here. Tony five. This is goodbye, goodbye. That's about the size of it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening. That was Oingo Boingo, goodbye, goodbye. Oingo Boingo, formermembers.com, if you want to find a bit more about them. Maybe you can mention one of the two ways people can listen to the show, Tony.
Yep, don't forget, you can visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, all the shows are on there. You can check them out there. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandra.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you're down on the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
So, Spotify
app, be in the podcast section. And also Amazon, Amazon Music, in their podcasts thang. And if you get yourself one of them Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio and download it. It is free. Thanks to Poco for that one. And then you can Punky Radio yourself into a Labour government.
We are basically everywhere except BBC Sounds.
Yeah, the fuckers.
That is the long and the short of it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can.